hockey, sports, and much more with Brent Doherty, Mickey Ryan, and Don Davenport. This is the 3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 The Zone.
It's all powered by the Tennessee Lottery. We get the 3 o'clock hour rolling with the man we call Swaggy D, Derek Mason, on what is National Signing Day. And it's odd to say this, Coach. For most of you guys, a lot of the hay is already in the barn, but we're still calling this Signing Day. Maybe we need another name for all this, but regardless, how are you feeling about all these new Commodores?
I feel good about this class. I feel we signed a class of guys, 20 in total, that really, you know, moves this program forward. Five additions today. You talk about Will Shepard, receiver, who I think, you know, has size, length, and speed. Rasan Wilkins, the defensive tackle, who I believe is needed and necessary for, you know, in depth. And he's strong, long, athletic. You know, a very good athlete. Who's got great skill. I mean, when you look at him, and he can push the pocket inside, and that's what we were looking for. But we get a transfer, and Alex Williams coming from, you know, Ohio State, who I believe is going to help us. And then Donovan Kaufman, along with, you know, Danny Clark. These guys are you know, five players that we needed on the back end, okay, man, that really are going to push this team forward in 2020.
Well, Danny Clark, another quarterback that you signed in this class, that was clearly a heavy emphasis for you guys.
Well, it was. I mean, when you have a quarterback room that clears out, in 2019, I mean, it's obvious that, you know, we needed to, you know, upgrade the talent and abilities of that room across the board. We think we've gotten better, you know, with two really good quarterbacks, young quarterbacks, and Ken Shields and then Mike Wright. I mean, those guys, you know, athletically have gifts and tools. One's a dual threat, one's in a pro pocket style passer, and I mean, I think they're both talented. Jeremy Musa, junior college transfer, who actually got injured like in his last game. So, you know, Danny, or as I look at Jeremy's, you know, healing right now. I mean, he's working through it. We'll see him the second half of spring. And Danny is somebody who's seen this conference. So I think, you know, when you've been in this conference, seen this conference, and now making his way back, he's older, he's mature, you know, and he'll understand what it is to step in that room and compete. And that's what we needed. We needed to upgrade the talent, the ability, and really the arm strength.
Do you feel like you got some kids in this group that can help you immediately?
I think we got a lot of players who can help us immediately, and none more than Donovan Kaufman. When you look at, like, Donovan Kaufman, you know, young man, was a, you know, state defensive player of the year, you know, out of New Orleans, Rummel High School. He can do it all. Reminds you of a honey badger. That short area quickness. I mean, he does. I mean, when you turn on the tape and you look at what he does, it's safety. I mean, he can play safety, nickel. You know, I mean, he played outside of corner. He returned kicks. He returned punts in the state championship. He scored three different ways. I think he scored on a kickoff return, an interception return, and actually a forced fumble scoop score. So this young man is, you know, uber talented. We had to wait a while to get the commitment. We had to, you know, mire through a lot of red tape in this process, but had to hang on in the end, and we did, and we got better, extremely better in 2020.
Yeah, I kept hearing today, maybe Florida State, maybe Ole Miss, but that Vanderbilt was in a good position. How challenging is that for you as a coach, but as a guy also that has spent so much time with a kid like this?
I think it always comes down to relationships, and this was no different. You know, obviously, with what transpired yesterday, I mean, he got a couple phone calls from a couple of schools. I'm not going to mention their names, but, you know, I mean, they called him and talked to him about, you know, maybe what was going on. And you know, I walked down the hall, talked to, you know, Candace or Dr. Lee. I walked down the hall, talked to Dr. Lee. She got on the phone with Donovan because she had spent time with Donovan when he was here during his official visit. And she just wanted to talk to him about, you know, Vanderbilt and, like, his time. And so if anybody helped seal the deal, you know, I mean, that may have been her first victory here at Vanderbilt University. So and I'm thankful for, you know, Dr. Lee. But it's been fun. This class has been, you know, a great class to recruit. Our coaches did a great job. Our recruiting staff did a great job. And we got the targets that we needed. So now what we got to do is, you know, push towards spring ball and get ourselves ready to play.
Who were the two schools you said?
Couldn't tell you, boss.
This one rhyme with Florida State, and the other rhyme with Ole Miss.
Hey, you got, I'm glad you said it. I did.
I've had a couple of little birds give me those names of those schools. So you mentioned another name, Dr. Lee, Candace Story Lee. She had an interesting day yesterday, as did many of you down there on West End, Coach.
Yeah. As I look at it, we wish Malcolm Turner all the best. You look at his time here. He was here, he came, and he invested in this program, and now he moves on. And as we step into the future, man, we've got somebody in Dr. Candace Story Lee, who understands Vanderbilt from the inside out. And I mean, believe me, if things need to move in the right direction, generally, like how they get fixed and how they get moving is from the inside out, not the outside in.
Coach, how did you find out that Malcolm Turner was resigning?
Actually, somebody here told me. I mean, I was working out, and I got back off a run, and somebody said, "Did you see the information that was put out?" And I said, "No." So I got on my email, looked, saw the story, and hey, that's where we sit. So I understand. This thing is ever changing. It moves. It's never still. And the thing that we got to do is just make sure, like for Vanderbilt Athletics and like Vanderbilt University, that we get the job done and we get the job right. Obviously, I feel like they got it right with naming Dr. Lee in the interim. And let's get to work, man. We got work to do. And we got facilities to build. We got programs to move in the right direction. And we need to follow the lead of what baseball, golf, bowling, and all these other sports here are doing. Man, we just got to make sure, man, we go get what's ours.
How surprised were you, though, that he decided to leave after 1 year?
You know what? Nothing really surprises me in sport culture nowadays. I mean, I think we live in a day and age of fake news and a bunch of information. Been happening around us, I looked up and I've had some tough losses, loss of Kobe Bryant and his family and those people in the helicopter. And, I didn't expect it. So, when you have things that, are thrust upon you, what you do, man, we have to respond. And so this was just a response moment, for this program, and the people in it. I mean, I know this much. I mean, this is a good group, of coaches. Of student athletes. I mean, the administration met with Susan Wente, met with us, yesterday. I thought that was a class act. Came over, talked to us about, where we need to go, where we stand, the support for athletics, how we need to work hand in hand. And this is the first step, with putting Dr. Lee in place, man, so that this program can, start to really, grab what's ours, and let's continue to make sure we build, move forward.
Coach, I know Malcolm had spent some time with you kind of mid-season because he had told me at the end of the season that it was kind of eye-opening just for him to kind of see where Vanderbilt was facilities, like your challenges that you had to deal with,
right?
As far as being the head coach at Vanderbilt with what you guys have to work with. But how much time outside of that did he spend with the football program? Did you spend with him? Coach Stackhouse had said at his press conference, I think yesterday, that honestly he had spent probably more time with Dr. Lee than he had Malcolm Turner. So I'm just curious how much time you actually spent with him during his tenure.
Well, he traveled, with us, two games. I think he watched, I think he observed, when he went to games, but he never really, talked to me. I think, he was there to observe and see, exactly, what we do. I think he was very, conscious of routine, of our routine as a coaching staff and what we were trying to do. I think he was there more or less to just look at facilities and take a look at, what people were doing and what people had. When you talk about, our relationship outside of that, we had a couple of conversations, I believe. Most of my conversation went through Candace. Candace is the football sport administrator. So, her, myself, and Jason Grooms had a lot of conversations, and those things were relayed back to Malcolm. And if Malcolm needed anything, but then he would talk to me. So I think we had, an open line of communication. He was always, thoughtful, you know, in terms of, you know, trying to stop by and just say hello. But, you know, for me, there's been a lot going on. I've had to focus on my players, my program, my coaches, and any changes that I needed to make, man, to get our program moving forward. So, I mean, I've been less focused on, you know, man, more or less, you know, what was happening there because my communication was going back and forth with Candace.
How good do you feel going forward with her at the helm? I know it's an interim tag, but she's been there. She knows the program in and out. Does she have the ability, Coach, to advocate on your behalf to the administration what you need to be competitive in the SEC?
Absolutely. She's walked these halls, and she sat in these classrooms, and she sat in study hall. She's mentored and tutored in study hall. She's you know, been gone through graduate school. She's got her PhD from here. She learned a lot of things under Mr. David Williams, and you know, I truly believe she learned some things under Malcolm Turner. You know, for her, man, she's smart. She's very very well thought out, very well spoken. She understands the alumni base. She's a leader. She's been in these spaces. I believe that she's going to be a great fundraiser. She's going to go out and hit the road and try to make sure, that we can do exactly what we need to do now, like in this time as we're getting ready to head up facilities and, you know, like some other things. So, I believe that she's built for this. I'm glad to see, you know, her in this role, and we'll see where it takes this program because I believe sky's the limit.
Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason with us. Just watching this program, Coach, since the mid '80s when I was a sixth grader, you know, watching Vandy football, I've kind of had the same opinion. Like, there have always been people that really wanted that school to do well athletically, but for whatever reason, they didn't have the power or the resources to be able to get that done. You've been there a while now, and Dr. Lee is awesome. I just wonder if the people above y'all really have the athletics well-being at heart and want you guys to be comparable to everybody else in the SEC from a facility standpoint.
You know what? I've had talks with our chancellor our interim chancellor Susan Wente, and I believe she served in the football athletic rep role before she went into the interim chancellor role. I mean, obviously, man, she'd been in the provost's office, but she's been around this, and people talk about fan, not fan. Of what happens in administration. Mm-hmm. Here's what I know. Yesterday was a strong first step, to have Susan come over, and really, acknowledge to us, how we bridge, how we move forward, talk about a plan and really, talk about, having some ownership, in this process. And I believe, that's where it starts. It starts with alignment. It starts with communication. It starts with being able to have a direct line, to decision makers and really, having somebody, in Susan, who was the faculty athletic rep, who has sat, in some of these meetings. You know, Candace is somebody who I think can talk about, sports. She can talk about endowment. She can talk about scholarships. She can talk about our brand. And that's important. Again, you have to know what you're talking about. Okay. And be very intelligent and strategic about, what you say, because, what we do matters. And I think, her being able to talk about her experiences, what she's seen and really what's out there. I mean, she talks to Carla, over at Virginia. I mean, I think that relationship is extremely important. They came into this business together. So to have, somebody, who understands what you're going to, because Carla was here as well. So to have a resource, to have, a partner, who's doing what you're doing, it's a definite advantage, for Candace as she leads us, in 2020.
Coach, always appreciate the time. Next time, let's just talk about spring football. How about that?
Let's do that. Let's get it. I'm ready, baby. Let's go.
We know you are. Hey, man, appreciate you as always. Congrats on a big
Thanks,
day, buddy.
Coach.
Thank you,
All
Coach.
Right. Thank you. Let's anchor down.
Anchor.